This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Used to be summertime television was all about the reruns. Not so much today, as you know. There are nearly 40 new shows hitting the airwaves, or whatever your favorite digital content distribution method might be. And that, in its own roundabout way, brings us to today's installment of that series we do, where you ask the questions and we answer them. It's called I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer, by brain work and blade work.
Kathy Lane from Sarasota, Florida, sent us a question. How much, she wants to know, do musicians earn if their music is chosen for a TV show theme song? Marketplace's Caitlin Esch is on it.
Here's a song you may recognize. Gary Portnoy was just 25 years old when he co-wrote the Cheers theme song in 1982.
I think I got $150 for the Cheers theme. And I had a very powerful lawyer. And he just said, look, you know, whatever is going to be is going to be, but you're not going to make your money up front. So go for it. Sometimes you want to go where
everybody knows your name. This song was Portnoy's first big break. It also happened to be the most successful thing he's ever done.
I mean, my license plate is the number one, HIT, the number one, DR.
That's one hit wonder, but turns out that's not such a bad thing. Portnoy gets paid in royalties every time the Cheers song plays. In recent years, the song has been licensed for commercials, selling cars, soda, and even insurance. He won't say how much he's made off this one song, but he will say it's enough to live off of. Portnoy is now 59. He says he enjoys a simple life outside of New York City.
I collect Japanese maple trees. I'm very interested in studio pottery, handmade studio pottery, American and British. And I watch Judge Judy every day. So I would say I'm semi-retired.
But for the right offer, Portnoy says he'd be willing to take up songwriting again. Entertainment lawyer Josh Greer says writing one theme song for one hit show that plays over and over again can basically fund your retirement.
Yeah, you don't make hundreds of thousands of dollars. You end up making millions of dollars.
How those royalties are calculated is a complicated business. There are whole organizations that specialize in tracking, collecting, and distributing royalties for songwriters. Again, Josh Greer.
I think the simplest thing to say is the more often it's played, the better. And if it goes into syndication, then it just becomes a constant flow of royalties.
So that's what happens when you're hired to write a song. But what happens when you get that call? A television network wants to use your band's little-known song for their TV theme?
I think we initially deleted the email thinking it was some kind of joke, you know?
That's Brett Sparks from the band The Handsome Family. Brett, along with his wife and bandmate Rennie Sparks, released the song Far From Any Road back in 2003.
From the dusty mesa, a looming shadow grows.
Fans of the HBO show True Detective will recognize this song as the theme of the first season. Far From Any Road was never considered one of the band's more popular tunes, but since becoming the True Detective theme, Rennie estimates it has earned more than all their other songs combined. Husband Brett Sparks says for working musicians, licensing is a great way to make money.
I mean, it's pretty much the only real chunk of income out there.
Don't forget t-shirt sales.
Don't forget t-shirt sales, exactly.
So Far From Any Road was not exactly a hit song. If it were, it's fair to say HBO would have had to pay a lot more. Entertainment lawyer Josh Greer says to license a popular contemporary song, a TV network would probably have to pay six figures.
Yeah, the tricky part is everybody really wants to know what the actual price tags are, and those are, for the most part, confidential.
But perhaps the biggest benefit of all this exposure for the Handsome Family, tons of new fans.
You know, years ago, people wouldn't look to a TV show or a movie or a commercial to find new music. But nowadays, they do.
Well, that was considered selling out, and it was considered lame. There's no punk rock anymore.
And the best part? These fans buy music. Digital sales for the Handsome Family have increased ninefold compared to what they were before True Detective. I'm Caitlin Esch for Marketplace.